Hey, the new book, of course, Oracle of the Illuminati. Tell me the basis of it.
Well, it's part of, I'm writing an Illuminati trilogy. The first book was called The Cloak of the Illuminati. And what happened in Cloak is I was tracing the myths and mysteries of this transmittable cloak that had been passed along throughout the ancient world. People such as Elijah wore this cloak. It was a magic garment that transformed an ordinary human into a figure that we call a prophet or an oracle. So in the Oracle of the Illuminati, what I'm doing is keying on the secrets of these oracular figures. Now, when you look up the word oracle in the dictionary, you find that it means something like a divine announcement, a prophecy, a revelation, an agency or a person who's in communication with a deity. And that word communication is the key word here, because I'm through this book I'm able to pull a lot of pieces together to show the process of here of how they were able to communicate with what we consider to be the God source.
Interesting. Now, when I say the word Illuminati, I've always believed it to be that there's this hidden group of power mongers on this planet who are trying to control very, very major aspects of events on this planet.
Right.
Are these the same kinds of people you're talking about when you talk about the Oracle of the Illuminati? Same people?
Yes, we're talking about the same people, but from a slightly different perspective, from the understanding that the secrets that this group possesses are the real prize for humanity. And there are two edges to the sword of the Illuminati. You have the good Illuminati, you have the bad Illuminati. And when we go back throughout history, we find that this has been a continual battle. Earlier I referenced the second century, the early Christian manuscripts that talk about this very issue of a group of so-called bad Illuminati that are attempting to control and manipulate humanity. But into the picture is sent a good group of Illuminati, typically even referenced as the figure we know of as Jesus Christ, because when, again, you go to Webster's dictionary, you find that the word Illuminati originally meant a newly baptized Christian initiate. And now this doesn't necessarily refer to a baptism in water as, for example, dunking someone in the River Jordan. What it refers to is a baptism in a body of knowledge or wisdom that is symbolized by water. And so that's the interest that I have, and being very aware that throughout history there are these groups that have attempted to befuddle, to mislead, to seduce humanity, to keep us away from these secrets, but yet, going back again to these early Christian manuscripts, they're saying the focus of our life must be on how to transform ourselves as humans.
This group, though, this Illuminati group, they've been around a long time, haven't they?
From the very beginning.
Is it a family-type group, or they just keep rolling it over and over?
Well, that's the picture one gets when studying the Anunnaki, is that they're all too human in terms of their emotions. They're susceptible to family squabbles, to turf wars, and unfortunately in their battles and the wars between the gods, humans end up being the swords.
These people, because it fascinates me, one on a conspiratorial way and the other just in the way that they search out power. They got more money than God, don't they?
Well, that's what we're led to believe, certainly. They actually manufacture money. They make it.
I know who we're talking about. So they've got all the money they need in the world. They have their houses. They have their cars. They have everything they need in excess. The one thing they strive for is this omnipotent power, right? They want that power, and they'll do anything they can to get it, won't they?
Well, earthly power, certainly.
Okay, good point. Earthly power. What do they try to do to get beyond earthly power?
Well, that's the question, and that's kind of the kink in the armor here, isn't it? If these secrets are real, as, for example, Isaac Newton is considered one of these illumined ones who was interested in finding the secrets that would enable him to become invisible, in other words, a being of light. I don't see that, you know, the top 10 Illuminati figures on this planet as being necessarily questers of that secret. If a person really knows that this is what it's all about, then they're wasting their time in terms of attempting to accumulate earthly power, because that's not going to get them anywhere. And so what I'm trying to fathom here, to understand, is where did the disconnect come in here? Are they simply being misled by these other entities that are controlling and directing the negative Illuminati on the planet? And I have to say that that's, I think, what the case is.
Are they constantly in this quest to obtain technology from I guess beyond, technology that might have been left behind by possibly extraterrestrials? Are they obsessed with it?
They're obsessed constantly with it, and in fact it's expressed throughout history in terms of four elements. If you research the stories of the Illumined Ones, the Shining Ones, the Illuminati of the ancient past, you will often run upon stories where they're attempting to claim the science of earth, air, fire, and water, the four elements. And today, those four elements have been retooled. I call them the four 21st century power tools. They're genes, bits, neurons, and atoms. And with the convergence of those four new technologies, they're all becoming one, we are in a position now to completely redesign the human being. We're literally creating a second skin for humanity based upon our understanding of computer science, of the way the brain works, of our genetics, and also with our nanotechnology. Now, these four elements have always been used to control humanity because essentially they tell us that's what we're composed of.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the right combination of those elements, mediated by the fifth element, the quintessence, the spiritual energy, will transform an ordinary human into a Christ-like being.
Oh, really?
Yes. And right now, we're in the halls of our institutions such as the Pentagon, the halls of MIT, our greatest research institutes in America. This is what they're talking about right now.
Is there anybody else ahead of us in this kind of technology?
Well, yeah, in a sense, because we're so focused on the material aspect of it here in the West that we're losing the race to those in the East that understand that this technology is not going to work unless we have the right consciousness to make it work.